tied into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey everybody, we're back! I love Tuesdays because it's Castle time! Hey everybody, welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We are talking about Castle Season 8, Episode 3, PH Dead. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You can find me all over the social webs as atorres890. And again, I cannot do the show alone. I gotta do it with this beautiful blonde next to me.
I get to join her.
Girl.
We're like singing tonight.
I know. Today. Well, it's kind of sing-songy a little bit.
Thanks for joining us, you guys. I'm JJ Snyder at J2 Snyder on Twitter and Instagram.
Because she has two J's in her name.
Because I have two.
So guys, don't forget to go if you're joining us for the first time. We are all over the social media sites. We have AfterBuzzTV.com. We also have YouTube.com/AfterBuzzTV. We're on iTunes. We're on SoundCloud. We are everywhere. And we would really appreciate it if you can throw some of your flash and comments and replies and things on all of those social media sites.
And to all our podcast listeners, thank you for listening.
That's for iTunes. You're amazing. Anyway, so moving on. Sorry, I had to do that from last week. We had an amazing guest last week. I'm really sad he's not here today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, how great was that to see Sankrish Bala again on the episode last night?
I'm telling you, he's gonna be fun in the season. I cannot wait. I mean, I know he's not doing what I was predicting that he was gonna be doing, but he's still helping Kate. So
he's gonna be around. I mean, I saw him in reviews that I read yesterday referred to as like Kate's new partner kind of thing. So
which makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense. And if you haven't seen that AfterBuzz episode, guys, last week for Season 8, Episode 2, we had Sankrish Bala on as a guest.
Go check it out.
And his character's name is
Vikram.
Vikram.
Yeah, I don't know his last name, but it's Vikram.
No, it's just Vikram.
But
why you gotta have a last name?
No, you don't need it. He's like Madonna. He just needs one name.
Like Castle.
We miss you. But hi, guys. Also, hi to everyone in the chat. We have Susanna, Melissa, Boo69Bees, Tweety Bird, Jennifer, and a bunch of other people. We love you. Also, we gotta give a shout out to a Twitter that I did not know was gonna be happening until this season, which I'm super, super happy for. Shout out to AfterBuzz TV Castle.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
We have a new fan who has started a Twitter handle just for this show.
So if you see anybody who's tweeting out these really cool graphics that we do every week now, we started last week and today, that it will show what time we're on. Oh, geez. What time we're on, us, our faces, our guests, or anything like that. And you can also use the questions. And again, use the hashtag ABTVCastle. That is how we all get to see all your comments, and I have it up here. Also, we know that everybody from Brazil is watching.
Oi, Brazil!
Hey,
now,
guys.
I think they're only 4 hours ahead, so I think it's like 8 p.m. there.
Yeah, I think.
Is that right?
I think Melissa.
We looked it up.
Melissa said it was like 7 or 8 o'clock out there. So, hey, guys, I hope dinner's awesome.
Oi, Brazil! Yes. After you're done sambaing and eating paella, join us.
I know that kebab is not really a Brazilian thing, but someone got kebabbed on this episode. No pun intended.
Oh, okay. This was a brutal, brutal murder.
What I was saying about Castle being dark.
Yeah.
Someone literally just got, I don't know if anyone's seen Tucker and Dale's evil, I can't remember what the name of the horror movie is, but there's a lot of impaling in there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, thinking about it, that some kid was running around in the park, Grand Central, in the park.
Central Park.
Yeah.
New York.
And he pretty much just got impaled into a tree branch, which is hard to do unless you've got like force.
You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But that was one sharp branch. Remember
right?
There was like a Halloween moment I felt when it happened. It was so like
I was
gory.
So confused. I was just like, wow, we're celebrating Halloween early.
So, and that was kind of the opening scene. And remember, he saw this light running towards him, and didn't he like kind of put up his hands and I give up or
yeah.
Or I'm.
It was really strange for what it was, because in my brain when I saw the light I was like, is there an object running towards him? Is it A giant
and
person?
And I assumed it was law enforcement.
No, smart.
But it was some sort of authority that he was aware of.
Yeah.
And he was sort of surrendering to. And then just by the way the light was wobbly, you could tell, wait a minute, maybe this isn't like... And
I thought someone was running. That's what it looked like to me.
Just didn't look very authoritative.
But I didn't think that it was going to be so much force that it can literally impale someone onto a branch. But then again, that was a really sharp branch. So I don't know. But we'll obviously get into it.
You're feeling like... You're kind of voicing a little bit of doubt about whether that could have happened.
I mean, if it happened in real life, like I said, if someone has enough adrenaline to push somebody into something, probably. But, I mean, again, this is TV land, so I'm just going to let go.
Right.
But someone who I'm surprised is doing so well, kind of, Castle. Mm. So, of course, he wakes up. In a start, and this is where we've left off. I'm sorry, all our beautiful Castle fans are heartbroken right now because of what's going on.
Oh my gosh, so much talk online
and on our comments from last week.
How can they separate Castle and Beckett? People are just like, oh,
I know,
irate.
I feel so bad that everyone's just like, I am irritated, and I'm like, guys,
yeah,
we all know this can't last. So,
well,
you know, hold your horses. But I know, it's rough. We just got them finally together forever, and then apparently not so much. But it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It's not as bad. I had satisfaction because this episode, they were together.
Yeah, technically.
All right. So let's start with when he woke up, which was a really cute scene. And his apartment is so pimped out now.
Yeah.
It's so fancy.
I love it and hate it at the same time.
Okay. But he has a box waiting for him.
Yeah, he gets a package. And
probably
I was like,
Amazon.
That actually, yeah. I'm glad that you brought that up because Amazon actually has a new smart bot kind of weird speaker that like plays music and stuff. It's called Alexa.
Yes.
And they, so I thought it was funny that he had this
My
weird.
My neighbor told me about this.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. There's a weird, his weird Luxor, if you don't know what that is, that's a hotel in Vegas. A little Luxor,
pyramid.
A little pyramid thing that came out, and her name was Lucy, which I was like, okay, I see what you're doing, Castle Riders.
Yes.
And
that's my dog's name, so I was like, oh, Lucy.
That's adorable. Yeah. I'm an ex-girlfriend's of mine name.
Speaking of ex-girlfriends.
Oh, do you have something to say about ex-girlfriends?
Well, it just brought up another show idea. There's a new show coming on the CW. Do you want to talk about it right now?
No, yeah, go for it.
I don't want to interrupt the beginning of our Castle, but there is this cool show that we want to talk about. Because they're supporters of AfterBuzz. And it's a cool show coming on the CW. It's called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Have you heard about this?
I see what you're doing. Yes, I have heard about this. It's, God, what's the name of that actress? Rachel...
Bloom.
Yes.
She was... she's an internet star.
Mm-hmm.
But she is starring in this series, which is, like, definitely a very new thing.
I love her singing
voice
so much. Yeah.
Okay, good, because it's a musical, and apparently it's, like, raunchy.
Well, I saw clips of the trailer, which is like a 5-minute trailer, which is awesome, and also like holy smokes! It's about Rachel Bloom's character who goes to
She is the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Well, yeah, obviously,
yeah, she's the crazy ex-girlfriend. She is still in love with like her first boyfriend, which I don't know if anyone else out there. I'm so over my first boyfriend.
Yeah, same here.
I was over him like 6 months later.
What are you gonna do
after I met the next guy?
But, yeah.
But anyway, this gal's not for any of you who have held on or had somebody who like couldn't get over you.
Yeah.
So she's held on to this guy and she became really successful in New York. And then 10 years later, she meets up with him and she decides to move out to LA to West Covina, which
not that far from here.
made you and I totally laugh because it's kind of an obscure area of LA, right?
It is. You're completely right.
And so it's kind of girl on her own following her crush around and it's musical. It sounds really fun.
I think it's going to be awesome, but I love it that it's going to share our Castle Mondays.
It's Monday night. October 12th is the premiere.
Guys, October 12th, Mondays at...
we don't know what time.
No, it says 8 p.m.
Oh, fine.
8 p.m., 7 Central. Go check it out. October 12th, Monday.
So
Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
You can watch it, and then you can go walk your dog, get something to eat, and sit down for Castle.
Yep. Why not?
Laid out your
schedule. I'll be watching it, for sure. Again, October 12th, guys. Monday, 8, 7 Central. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I hope it's really good because I think it sounds hilarious.
But you know who's... But not to go too far, again, transitioning
back.
How did
we get onto that? Because you were talking about
an ex-girlfriend. Her name was Lucy.
Okay.
And she wasn't crazy. She's just an ex. But
And back into the show.
No, but that's what I said. Someone who's crazy right now is Castle, who is kind of going crazy. He already told his new bot, Lucy, about that my wife left me. That sucks. I was like, oh, Lucy, a little... Well, you do sound like my ex. But So Kate actually shows up and does her captain duties, mm-hmm. and I was not expecting that, which I thought was kind of weird. I thought she was just packing her bags and leaving. Did anybody else feel like this? I felt like I was the only person.
No, I totally did. I was like, oh, so she's showing up for work, like she's on the beat. She's, and even the guys were like, surprised, why? Right? They were like, oh, you're here? And she's like, well, yeah, I'm like working, I'm working the case.
Yeah. And it was just strange, but I love how like they all know that like, okay, we have to talk to Kate about this and find mm-hmm. out like what's going on. So of course Espo gives Lainey like the, like she's like, oh yeah, how is everything, Kate? How are you doing? How's life? And she doesn't really give her much. She's obviously just trying to do her own thing. She needs some space. And she said that a lot this episode, that she needs space, mm-hmm. which Castle doesn't know what that means. And we all know that Richard Castle's like, space? What is that? I need to be like this close to you.
I need to be part of it. I need to be talking to you all the time. I mean, do you suppose that if you were married to Castle that you would need some space from him from time to time?
See, you're asking the wrong girl because
he's so cute.
I want zero negative space. Like, I want to be like this close.
he's okay. And then when he gets dressed up in his professor outfit,
we'll get into that. Because you know who was so cute. The Castles were looking real fine.
The castles are looking
the
real
reason
fine.
I'm wearing dark lipstick today is because I don't want to jump too far ahead, but Alexis Likey, this Alexis. Oh! I was like, hey girl, you were looking fine. Anyway, but speaking of Alexis,
I already know where you're talking
Alexis
about.
And Mama Shades decide to give Castle his CDRK, which is the Castle Depression Rescue Kit, which I'm sorry, someone needs to make one for me.
Oh my gosh.
As a person who has battled depression all of her life, I would love a depression rescue kit.
I know. What would be in your kit? So in his kit,
mine's
that
pretty
was really
close.
Cute.
Mine's pretty close to Castle's.
The, what was it?
I have it 1-800 here.
1-800 puppies.
I have it here. Video games.
Video games.
Coffee beans. The Blu-rays of Twilight Zone DVDs. And a 9-woof-woof card where they bring puppies to your doorsteps
nine
in 30,
woof, woof.
30 minutes
puppies.
Or less. Yeah. Puppies!
That yes. was really cute.
In mine, it would literally be all of that except for coffee beans. I would ask for coffee ice cream. Because I am a mud pie or like mud pie flavored. Or
yes. Do you love mud pie?
I love mud pie.
We're eating mud pie in this show.
Yes. Okay. But everything else in there, that would be my rescue kit, except maybe changing out the Twilight. Even though I love Twilight Zone, I would change it out for musicals probably because I love musicals. Like, I love everything about them.
Yeah. So maybe like Pitch Perfect or something like
sure.
that.
Yeah.
I could get a girl musical too.
Yeah.
Or,
what would be
Legally Blonde is always like uplifting.
That's awesome. I love
cookies,
that movie.
Cookies, puppies, a Legally Blonde, something I could dance to also.
Yeah. No.
Just give me something I could dance.
If you don't know where JJ's from, she does the Dance Moms panel, and you should check it out because it's awesome. So they're not, obviously, the season's not on yet, but
it's not.
But you should go check it out from Mouth Plus TV.
That's why I'm dancing here.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, I liked that Mama Shades and Alexis were, they're really involved this mm-hmm. season so far.
Yeah.
And I think the storyline continued. I mean, Alexis really involved herself in this case. So that's so fun. It's really fun. To watch her. Okay, so Lucy, the talking computer,
helped him through some stuff this morning. Yeah,
she gave him the direction of the episode, and she said, well, what did you do with her in the beginning? What did you do with your wife in the beginning?
Yeah.
And that gave him an aha moment, right?
He has a lot of
which was, I used to work on cases with her,
mm-hmm.
so that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, no, and that's exactly what he did. That's why he was like, good morning, my lovely ladies. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea. Oh, I can already tell this is not going to end well. Which actually, it did end pretty well. Also, everybody in the chat's talking about Firefly, and I was like, yes, that would definitely be in my pack. Except it would be kind of weird because it's him, but yes. I would have Firefly. You guys know how much I love Firefly. I'm not going to get into that.
We got some Nathan lovers out there.
So many, and I don't blame you. But our victim, his name is Peter, I think it was Garber or Gabber, I believe. Mm-hmm. He was a major in marketing. He was wearing a prison costume, mm-hmm. An inmate costume. And we found out that he goes to, I can't remember the college off the top of my head.
Something with an H?
Yes,
wasn't
something
it?
with an H.
We're looking to you, Twitter, right now,
or the chat room
for that.
I don't know who the voice of Lucy was, but if you guys find out, I would love to know.
I know.
I love how Kate, Espo, and Ryan go to the campus. We find out that...
Okay, yep, hold on.
Go for it.
First of all, Some really great camera work in this episode. So right before they went to the campus, that opening scene where Kate was doing kickboxing.
Yes, with Vikram.
Yeah, that was really cool. Did anyone notice how they stylized the camera work in there? And it was so dramatic and like a movie, and it was such a perfect scene for her kicking butt. And then the other fun little camera trick I thought they did was when the guys got to the campus.
Yeah.
And they were dressed as the college kids, and they did that, like, we're cool, slow-mo college guys.
I was like, okay, so we're 21 Jump Street in it. Well, technically, I guess you would say 22 Jump Street, because I was a big fan of 21 Jump Street, even though I wasn't born in the 80s. I was definitely a giant fan of that show. I actually have all the DVDs, because I'm weird. But technically, for college, it's the new movie that came out, which is 22 Jump Street with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. They did the college thing. So I thought that was really funny that they decided to go undercover in this college. And I was just like, wow, you guys stand out. Not to say that you guys look old, because that's not what it is. It's just the way that you walk, and you guys have full backpacks.
They have like so much swag. And then I actually thought they were going to pull it off in this scene, but I loved it how that guy called me. He's like, what, cops?
Yeah. And I was like, yep, there it is.
You guys look like you're 40.
But I love, I love how like there's a record scratch. It's like, what? No, what do you mean, man? Of course we're not cops. I'm like, dude. Don't do that. I mean, yes. Ryan never wears hats, and he doesn't look terrible in a hat, but he looks like someone who's trying to be cool with a hat on.
Those guys are so silly.
No.
Now, that was really our first suspect, that guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, his dad was a lawyer. He'd been accused of something before.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like this could be somebody who was involved.
Does anybody remember this kid's name? Because I just called him Douche Canoe for the whole episode.
Douche Canoe?
Because he was a giant douche canoe to everybody. That's what I called him.
He was like frat guy douchebag.
Yeah, I had other words.
Said his name. You just said his name, didn't you?
Mm-mm. I said Ryan and Espo, and I said Vikram. Those are the three names that came out.
Okay,
of the
those
top
are good.
But no, I
don't have it either.
I don't know what his.
Someone in the chat room should give it to us.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Sorry,
for
guys.
No, but I was just like, he was obviously very rude to Ryan and Espo, which you know it happens. You're the man,
he's
so
cocky.
It makes sense. Yeah, you know, whatever. And then of course Castle, who you know, Kate and Castle obviously met in the dean's office, and she was just like, "What are you doing here? Get off the case! Like you're not here." And he's like, "No, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm a PI now. I'm trying to help out." And
best part of the dean's office scene, though, is when you walk in and you see Castle
with
dressed
his glasses.
With the glasses. Was there a sweater vest?
There was a sweater, and then he had the little leather patches on his jacket, and I was like, stop.
Adorable.
I was like, drool, baby. But then the next part where Castle was like, oh, no, I've got the perfect person to go undercover. And then this beautiful woman walks in with blonde hair and dark lipstick, and I was just like,
okay.
If you could read my notes, it literally says Alexis Harper Castle goes undercover, and this Alexis Likey. That's what I wrote.
Well, I mean, I have to admit that I was like taken aback at how good she looks.
Hot damn.
Oh my goodness,
Molly Quinn,
gracious! And it's amazing how
I feel
well
like I'm getting flustered.
That must have been a wig, but her hair looked so good.
I don't remember. Is Molly Quinn a natural redhead, or is she a blonde? I can't remember.
Well, I've always assumed she's a redhead.
I don't know. I can't remember. Someone can.
I mean, they might. I bet she's a redhead.
Whoa.
But you know what is when you have that fair skin, you can just switch it out.
No, it's so
and
easy.
And to that blonde, and it worked.
Yeah. Who's it? Christina. Sheesh. Is it Christina Hendricks, who used to be a redhead for all her life, and then she changed to blonde for a little bit?
She is a natural blonde.
Okay.
And she went red.
Red. Okay.
For fun.
Brain. And, but we'll it say, was, yeah, but it was such a flawless way of changing your hair color. And that's, yeah, no, she was.
That's a good comparison. Because
yeah.
They have similar sort
yeah,
of voluptuous, white skinned, Caucasian ladies.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, no, that was hot. And,
I was like, excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, what was cool about that too, from a PI point of view, was that we can see how useful Alexis is going to be.
No, and that's what I wanted this season, was I feel like Alexis, even though she is an adult now, and I know she's supposed to be doing her own thing, but I like that doing her own thing means being in the family business now,
yeah.
Which is awesome.
It's awesome.
I can't even get over the fact that she just looked fantastic in everything that she did, especially her her
angel
costume choice. I can't even process
the angel
so
thing.
Hot. Anyway, so they're obviously in class. Castle is a guest speaker where he did not pull the punches on his Razzle Dazzle, as I like to call it. Because his lights, when he had his entrance.
Oh, okay.
And he had the lights off and then on, and oh gosh, I was like, wow, very castle fashion for that entrance.
Yeah, that was very dramatic.
And he kind of went off the rails a little bit at, our
douche canoe.
And he left, and Alexis got the scoop that he actually apologized.
She followed him out,
yeah,
right?
She apologized to Peter, found, you know, and they said they were cool. And so they decided, even though Kate told Ryan and Espo, we cannot, like, do not work with Castle, sadly enough, he was getting the leads and they weren't. So they decided to band together without Kate, since she was obviously doing her own thing a little bit. And they kind of slowly got this process going, and they found a very interesting, well, because the douche canoe actually gave Peter a place to study, which we found out that place of studying was not what we were thinking.
Yeah, that was interesting. So he said he kind of managed some of the buildings at the college.
Yeah, and
so
then,
we're entering RA. I love how you pulled that term out. That's so awesome.
I mean,
that's what it is. Yeah. And so they entered the room, and it was like a total S&M room.
I love how she was like, yeah, it's a BDSM room, and like Cal was like,
how do you know that?
I read 50 Shades of Grey, and he's probably and read so it too. And I was just like,
duh. Obviously. I read that book. Did you read that book?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
I just read the first one, but.
I only read. No, wait, I think I read all three. I was in a book club.
You're like, I read all three in one night.
No, I'm just kidding. That
just
took
kidding.
Me a really long time to get through. But I love how we had, and you can see the generation gap, because she said 50 Shades of Grey, he said Fatal Attraction, and I was like, I've seen both of those things.
Oh my gosh, right!
I was like, whoa.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, those are a little bit similar.
Yeah.
So the plot thickens, really, because you're like, okay, now there's some kind of kinkiness thrown in here.
Especially
and
with
my
that,
mind started going at this point. Like, what was this kid involved in?
Well, what were you thinking?
I was thinking that he was, I right away went to staff, like he was probably having an affair with staff, and I'm like, is it going to be like a male staff member or a female? Because they could have gone either way.
I love how you can think that now, because anything is on the table.
Yeah. Nice. Anything.
I like that. No, I mean, not to be, you know, funny.
And then I thought, well, is it going to be somebody, I still thought the fraternity might be more involved, like there was going to be more of a bigger scandal going on in the fraternity.
Yeah.
I think because there have been so many real life fraternity scandals in the U.S. in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, there probably always have been, but now they're being uncovered because there's some dirty business.
Hey, man, there's a reason why I loved art school and we didn't have that. So.
Right.
Yeah. But we find a note in lipstick. Apparently lipstick's just a theme playing here. And it said, I say when it's over, Peter. And I was like, whoa. And in my brain, I was thinking, okay, the lover scorn probably killed him. That's enough of a motive. I get it. And, we find out from them going to a frat party the next day, and Castle sends in his gorgeous daughter, Miss Molly Quinn, or Alexis Castle, or sorry, Alexis Harper Castle, which I think I wrote that down. Did I write that?
Is that true?
Alexis, yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah. Alexis Harper Castle. That's her name.
Okay. All right. Ryan and Espo waiting in the car. That was so funny.
And then, and Alexis was a angel.
Yes.
And I approve. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay. But no, she was there to find out information. Castle realized, oh my gosh, I just sent in my daughter who's wearing a slutty costume into a frat house full of drunk kids.
I think Ryan and Espo pointed it out.
They
and
did.
He's like, oh, yep, right.
And he's like, let me out. So Castle.
And then he kind of swoops in front of her. Someone's hitting on her already. Oh,
it was like it was Frankenstein.
Frankenstein's
monster.
Those were the little things.
No, I know what you meant. What you were doing. But I was sitting there going, how rude are you to think that? I mean, I guess that also shows how much like professors do sleep with their students, because that guy was like, get out of here, old man. I saw her first, and I was like, you don't even think that like maybe this man might be.
Oh,
a dad or maybe a boyfriend. I don't know. Like, you don't sit there and just, like, start trouble. But also, he was drunk, so I'm not going to say anything about that.
But then Castle did a really cool recovery where he challenged him to beer pong. And I was like, oh, this is fun.
And I was like, oh, no, I can already tell. No, I loved it. I'm just in my brain. I'm like, this is going to end badly.
You're like, Castle's going to get drunk.
I had a Star Wars nerd moment. I was like, it's a trap. Like, I was like, don't do it. But he obviously didn't win. He didn't win. Because Kate jumped in and scored his last cup there.
Isn't that so funny? Because, like, most of it was about the hilarity of watching him get drunk.
No, and so, I love
but
how,
you're right.
No, Kate but came I love that end. Kate was like, yeah. Castle, go home, you're drunk. Like, I love that phrase, and a lot of people use it for a lot of different things, so I like that they put that in the show.
And then you know what, I love that moment right there where that guy in the party goes something like, you're kind of hot for a cop.
And she's like, and she goes,
I have a gun.
And he's like, right. And like,
yeah, that away. Was an awesome beat.
But I love that he gave away that he was sleeping with an older woman, and the older woman was Barbara Lillestrøm, who was, I guess she is a doctor. She's yes. Dr. Barbara Lillestrøm, and she's head of the psych department.
Yes.
Now, this is where it gets really dark for me, because
okay.
The next thing that they talk about after he has to deal with his hangover and all that other kind of stuff, Kate and Vikram were looking for this man, but there was no trace of him anywhere in the NSA, the FBI, CIA, like anything like that. They couldn't find any record of him, but she knows someone who's really good at finding people.
Yes.
So Vikram went and found, got a hit.
He's a ghost.
Yes.
He's someone who's in hiding. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And right. They found him, and he was in a park in New Jersey with his dog. And again, I'm sensing a theme with everyone that Kate has talked to, because they're all like, just let it go. Mm-hmm. Stop, you know, just why can't you just be happy? I found my happiness. Why can't you just
now? Do you remember that actor from because that actor to me, I watched Dexter, and when I saw the guy in the park, I was like, the guy from Dexter.
Yeah,
do you remember him on Castle before?
I feel like I have. It's just not hitting me at the moment.
I kind of assume I do too, but I've seen him on Dexter so much now that I'm a little confused. So I'll look into that. That's
no,
cool.
I would love that.
He's a great actor, and I loved his golden retriever. It was adorable. I left my life of crime, and now I'm living a happy life.
Yeah, because most people who have golden retrievers have families or loved ones, and that's a very family dog to have. But like I said, do you think that she should take this advice because now more people are telling her to let it go, or you think that she should keep going with her plan? What do you think?
Okay, here's what I think. I think that the people who are giving her this advice, it's such solid advice. And I can see where she's at this crossroads where she has this option, okay? I can see it's like, Kate, it's okay. Let it go.
Mr. Smith is his name. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith.
Okay. So, Mr. Smith's advice, I can also see, you know, part of me wants her, I don't want her to, you know, quit being a captain.
No, that's not it.
Get
I just
pregnant.
Meant...
It's not that. But I would like her to live a safe life and just be a little more happy with Castle.
I completely agree with you.
However, it doesn't matter what I think because it's what's inside her. And what's inside her right now, she was wavering a little bit.
Yeah. I mean,
but there's something inside her unresolved.
And that's what I love about Kate is the fact that she knows what she wants. She goes after it. But at the same time, I feel like it's not just her anymore now. Mm-hmm. She's technically married to Richard Castle. And what comes with Richard Castle is a daughter and a grandmother and this. And I know that her family is all gone to a point. I know her dad is still alive. So that's a thing. But like, I know he's busy doing him. But I just...
I love that phrase.
I just feel
busy
like
doing him.
I just feel like, as much as I would love to see her just chugging away, you know, fighting crime and you know and doing her thing, which is great. I kind of miss her being with Castle and doing and having that relationship with other people. You know. But at the same time, I want to see where this leads to, because I'm also like her, where I'm like, where did this even start? Why is this happening to you? I need to know. So I'm really like battling it out in the middle, like what she's going through.
I think like you have to be a long-term Castle watcher also to really have a grasp of what this drug case is really about too, that she's been chasing and the players in it.
But I
that
like
Vikram pulled up.
That Mr. Smith actually brought that up. Like, do you actually think that he stopped his drug lordness? And I was like, I didn't think about that.
That there'd be a fingerprint?
Yeah, he pretty
on
much
everything,
he pretty much just said like if you find where the drugs are where it's happening, that is where the start of your trail goes and then you just follow it and see what happens there. So that's that was a major clue.
Right.
So I'm really excited to see where this goes.
Even though he's like, don't follow it, but if you were to, here's the way you do it.
No, smart. I mean, I feel like he probably understands, like, hey, I've been there, you know, but at the same time, he's also reached that age level where he's like, I'm happy.
I'm out.
Yeah. I'm out of the game and I have a lovely wife. I got a great dog. I'm good. And I was like, I don't blame you, buddy. So
Okay, so that was sort of a little bit of a side plot from this murder at the college.
Which we're going to get back to because pretty much we find out that his clothes were not as a Halloween costume because they found this, they were trying to find the professor or the doctor, Dr. Barbara Lillestrøm, and she was doing, she hasn't been at work for like a week.
It's because they traced her phone.
Mm-hmm, they traced her phone to an abandoned
non-resident building.
Yes, a non-resident apartment, and they went up to the room where she was supposed to be in, and Castle and Alexis find out, which
This got creepy.
This is
so like psychological.
No, this is
creepy.
This is this is a part where I was sitting there going, "Okay, Castle Writers, you have my full attention because this is nuts. You're really diving into some really heavy shenanigans, for a better, cleaner word that I would like to say. But before I continue into that, before we get into the heavy stuff, I want to talk about iTunes. Guys, really appreciate that you guys are watching. We really love the support. Everyone's having a great time in the chat. We love the hashtag ABTVCastle. You guys tweeting to us all throughout the week with just news and all the love that we get from Brazil and in Denmark and all
Germany.
The others in Germany. Like, I love all of that, and I would really love to show our producers and my higher-ups and everybody like that that we're doing a good job here, and how they can tell is by looking at the iTunes reviews. So please go to, you know, iTunes, go to AfterBuzz TV Castle, and just put down a rating. I'm actually going to check next week. We're going to do shout-outs next week for all that, for YouTube, Twitter, and for iTunes, but I would like to do more of the iTunes shout-outs. I feel like we usually leave them out, because we love you, iTunes listeners. We think
you're great. Gosh, iTunes is so... You know what I love about iTunes? What? I'm like, when I'm not sitting behind this desk with you, you darling lady, talking about Castle. With your purple hair.
Oh, thank you.
What?
Oh, thank you.
What?
Thank you.
When I'm not, I never stop moving.
Yeah, no.
Ever.
I hear you.
For me, iTunes is rad because I download podcasts and then I walk my dog.
That's the best time.
It's the best.
Yeah, I usually go running with my dog and I'll listen to other AfterBuzz stuff or our Popcorn Talk Network or Black Hollywood Live or any of those other ones or just, you know.
Traffic? Hello.
Hey, man. I need to know when I got to go, when I got to get to work. But I really, all of us here at AfterBuzz would really appreciate if you guys could just, you know, leave us something. Just, again, 5-star rating, 4-star rating, if you know we need to improve, things like that. And just leave us a little review.
It helps us keep the show free.
And I will definitely be reading those off next week. So,
cool.
Now to get into the heavy stuff, we find a room where it looks like a prison, pretty much. Ugh. Which was kind of strange to me, because I was like, that's a huge loft to do that in.
Yeah.
And then, sadly enough, Castle and Alexis get captured, I guess, and they got put into a cell. And
it's like a student-run prison.
It's the Stanford Prison Experiment,
right?
And I have heard about this before from the 70s, and it's a pretty messed up experience. It it pretty much means that I'm having trouble. Zimbardo. So, Zimbardo is the professor who decided to do this experiment with his kids in the 70s in Stanford. And so they decided that the kids would be prisoners and guards.
Yes.
And they would have to go through an experiment of dealing with that. But because of the psychological torture that they all went through, they were only able to do it for 6 days.
Wow.
And two people actually escaped from there. And he was like, I can't do this. Even the actual professor lost his mind, was actually abusing some of the kids. So that's a whole other level.
You know, it's unfortunate because it got me, it is a very interesting concept.
It
got me just thinking of, it got me thinking of even the difference between playing a someone of authority who's in charge of someone who's done something wrong and then being a prisoner, a criminal, someone who's locked up in a box.
Yeah.
And if you even, if we played that game, you know, it would like,
I don't even want to think
just
about
be,
it.
Yeah,
it would
be
so
really
scary.
Weird.
But yeah, there's like documentaries about the whole experience. I think there was a movie back in like 2012 or 2014.
Didn't it get your mind thinking?
No, it did. Like, and it also, and I'm one of those people that likes to do research about our history or just history in general. Like, I, as much as it's dark, I like to research about like the Holocaust and like things like that, just to know what happened.
And just know what really goes on.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
just
no,
things
I think
like
it's
that.
Good.
But definitely, when I heard about this, I was like, oh, I remember talking about this. And I did. I went back and looked through my research, and I remember talking about it in college because it's just, it was a behavioral exercise and how psychotherapy and all that other kind of stuff is just, it's not to be pun intended, it's nuts to think about it that way, that someone with authority is completely different from someone who is in a box.
Well, it also reminds me, honestly, of speaking of psychology and the study of human behavior, but a lot of, you know, I was classically trained as an actor as like a teenager and through my 20s. And a lot of what you do in an acting class also is just learning to take on roles.
Yeah.
And what, how just being given a certain role mm-hmm. changes your posture, your voice, your concept of the world.
Yeah.
And so it's fascinating.
And it's so crazy to me how the human brain works, because if you can believe something so hard, you will, you know, become yes. that thing.
Yes.
And that's why a lot of actors, you know, depending, like Heath Ledger and a few people who get so, whatever's happening in their life, and then they add this character that might be heavy or dark or whatever, it starts to really wither them down. And I feel like it's different when it's an adult. These are, I mean, they're not technically kids. There are legally adults, but the fact that they're college students.
And it was a little unclear whether this was totally voluntary. It was...
Well, no. The same thing with the one in the 70s. These kids got paid to do this experiment. Ooh. So that's why that girl, Emily, who was in the cell next to Peter, was like, I did this for the money.
That's right. That's right. Which made a lot of sense to me. Mm. So you know where I think we're getting at with this whole discussion, Alexis, right now, is that I think Halloween's coming up and everyone's going to be putting on costumes and playing roles. And I would just like to tell all our listeners and watchers, just be careful, you know, what kind of costume you put on.
Yeah.
You know, because you might start becoming it.
Yeah, I mean,
it could
you
get
know.
Scary.
I always think of Goosebumps, where there's an episode where she got a mask from a Halloween store and she put it on and it was stuck under her face.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was nightmares for me.
Yeah, but yeah, totally.
I mean, besides that, obviously, just being careful. Halloween can get pretty unsafe to a point. I'm not going to obviously tell you what to do because you guys are probably all adults. I'm just saying, be careful, because I've been
and
to
consider, you know, the Elmos.
Yeah.
And the SpongeBobs.
Yeah.
And the, you know.
All of them. You never
the
know.
The happy characters.
Yeah. Sometimes they might not be so happy. But anyway, again, these young adults were going through something that they shouldn't have gone through for this long. And the one thing that I asked when I saw this, I was like, is there like a panic button to be like, hey, I can't do this anymore. I'm out. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have one because Peter decided, I guess he was a guard. He did something wrong and he got demoted to being a prisoner. And then he got out.
Yes.
So, yikes. Also, I think this lady is way too into her job. Like,
well, I think that became really clear, is that she was some sort of a mastermind, and that these people were under her psychological control.
Which is funny, because
that was the implication.
This actress plays a lot of very authoritative figures.
She did a good job.
She did. She also, I don't know if anyone's ever watched Pushing Daisies, but she was also in that show, and she played a dog trainer. Like a strict.
Oh, really?
British dog trainer.
Oh,
it was
funny.
Great. I love her. Pushing Daisies is such a great show if you haven't seen it. It's canceled, but. It's a great show, but I like this actress, like that's what she is, but I love how,
and she's still yet, like, she didn't believe, she wasn't just pure evil, she didn't believe she was doing anything wrong.
No, she's so same thing with that professor who did it in the 70s. He was like, I was just doing my job, but he also realized that he was doing something wrong after 6 days. We don't know how long she's been doing this experiment for and with how many students.
Right.
So
that girl in the cell next to the guy who got out, she was looking pretty. Yeah.
No, she was scary looking.
She was looking
poor
pretty,
Emily, man.
Pretty worn.
But I mean, again, I understand if you're volunteering and you need money and stuff like that. I know a lot of people who do crazy stuff for money or for love or whatever. Obviously, we can tell with Castle, because he kind of messed up on this one, where he took someone's fake handcuffs, arrested. A citizen's arrest of the our professor, and brought him down himself to the precinct.
Said,
and
let everybody out.
Yeah,
and
but
stay
wait
here
until I get back with the cops. And the guy nodded his head, but these are panicked students that just realized that their professor or their warden just got arrested.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh my gosh, I'm free. Run for the hills.
Yeah.
And
we're out.
And the fact that that she sat there and actually forced these kids to watch images.
Oh, wasn't your mind going, oh, what kind of images and what did she do during
that
interrogation?
That's what I'm saying.
Because that girl made it seem like the interrogation was really,
I mean, there was
bad.
Even just like you couldn't see it for too long, but there was a tiny glimpse of a kid in a chair with his eyes back. It was really tiny.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
It was like when they entered into the warden's room, when the guard took them.
Yeah.
The camera's panning and you can see the screen
I
for a little bit.
I missed it. Cool.
That was great.
Okay,
was
and then
so
in
scary.
True Castle fashion, what I love most about Castle, there's always a little bit of comedy. So when Castle was walking out of her control room with her hands behind her back, and he goes to the guard, he's like, we're inside. You don't have to wear the glasses.
You look stupid.
That was awesome.
I was like, I mean, because you have to, that was such a dark time. It was kind of good to sit there and kind of add some comedy into it. Same thing with the fact that he threatened everyone with their grade because he is a professor. So
he's
like,
that
was
good.
You saw my staff ID. I will fail you.
Yeah.
Right now if you don't let me out of this
Wait,
jail cell.
That was really smart because it was sort of like, okay, you're in there. How are you going to get out?
But I like that she even knew. She's like, is this okay? Like, he's a professor. Like, that's weird. Like, you can see it on her face and she mm-hmm. even asked him, and he's like, doesn't matter, I gotta tell the warden. And I was like, you are so into, oh, so crazy to me.
Okay, so then Castle shows up at the police station having a rat, very proud.
He's so excited. I was surprised he wasn't skipping down with his,
look, because he's bringing, he's like bringing Kate the kill.
Yeah, he's like a cat.
Look, honey, I solved the case. I mean, that's what he's thinking.
I did it. And he brings Espo and Ryan back to the apartment, and everything is cleaned out.
Well, and first she says, Kate does take the woman.
Yeah.
Back in the room, and they're pretty sure she is up to no good. She was somehow linked to this for sure.
And even if she wasn't up to no good, mm-hmm. the fact of what she did, messed up. And it was, and from what we learned is the fact that she actually did this without the college knowing about it. So that's how you know, like, this woman, this woman's crazy.
Whoa.
But we did find out she's not the person who is sleeping with Peter, our victim.
No, which was a surprise.
I was not expecting this. And it was our dean.
Yes!
I was like, oh, wow.
Whoa. Totally did not. With the little page boy haircut.
Yeah.
Did not expect her.
Haircut. Right? You did not.
I did.
That.
I agree with
Vern C in the chat that the military was also involved. That's why they wiped everything so quickly. Uh-huh. Just because the military was involved with because she needed funding.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's how we know, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, they weren't kidding. Because they went back to the room, and I thought it was interesting that, like, Ryan and Espo could survey the room so quickly and go, it's been wiped.
Yeah.
Like, I love their ability to, like, there's no evidence here, it's been wiped.
Whoa. Oh, awesome. Yes. I also agree with Susanna, who was like, if he says you're a suspect, trust me, you are far from innocent.
Yes.
I completely agree.
And yes, that was Kate's line.
So we definitely know that Peter was definitely into the older ladies, obviously, because he loved, he was really into the dean. She was the one that left that love scorn lipstick message because apparently he just disappeared.
Yes.
But he was doing the experiment at the time and she had no idea. And she still kind of doesn't. And then they go into the, they also ask the teacher, the professor was the one that actually tipped off Kate to the dean. And then we find out this is when Castle fashion comes into play because they go back into, well, Castle and Kate go back into the cell.
The cells.
And I was like,
yeah.
Don't do it, Castle. Don't close the.
He locks it in there, which I think he just loved doing so much because he's like, I'm in here with Kate and she can't get out and we're together.
I mean,
we're going to talk about this.
I understood why he did it. And I, as a person who likes to get answers, I get that. That was that's the thing that I think Kate would have done to a point to get answers if it was a perp. Maybe not Castle, but a perp.
It was great.
But it just shows how much Castle cares. And they did have that moment where Kate was coming in to get boosted because she saw that it used to be an office building. So there's a ventilation.
Probably an air vent. So, you know, this device of an air vent or crawling down through an air vent has been used in, pretty much every single action movie ever made ever. Every time I see it, it kind of fascinates me because it makes me want to crawl in an air vent.
Yeah.
Because I really want to know if my body could fit up through that hole. Like, is this doable?
That vent was huge, though, from what it looked like.
And you could hear her crawling.
I love how she, like, you can hear her, like, kind of, oh.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, and I was just like, crap, okay, where'd she go? And then I heard her fall, and I was like, what's happening? And then she just walked out like everything was okay. And they had a moment where they realized, like, wait a minute, if it took two people to get through the vent, how did he get in there? And then they looked at both sides, and they're like, it's a two-person job as from the inside. And it looks like they were about to kiss, and then she's like, I'm going to go find the keys. Yeah, okay. So aww. I felt really bad for him, but they had a moment. It was there, and that's where we saw that Kate was having second thoughts about everything. And we find out that the second accomplice is Emily, the person who was next door, who was like,
yes,
Peter's dead, or Peter got out.
Not only accomplice, but, okay, so she also, somehow went through the vent as well.
I think he put his arms
into
out
the park,
and boosted her up. She got out, let him out of the door, and I guess they ran out together.
Yeah,
and we find out the reason.
I was thinking arms up too.
Yeah, I was like, it's got to be something. I was thinking like cheerleading, where it's like I don't know, something like that. But I did not think that she was the killer. That's what threw me off because I was like, how did this tiny girl
impale that guy?
But I forgot. She's not a normal chick who's just like, oh, whatever, you took a scholarship away from me. She's also been through a psycho hell.
Yeah.
So adrenaline plus revenge, technically, because yes. of the fact that he was oh. he was banging or smashing the dean.
Yeah.
Not to be too forward there. And he got
That's
the
pretty forward.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And he got the scholarship because they were
yeah.
dating.
She was scorned. I you know. It was a little hard for me.
That, same here.
That, and that, I guess, okay, so she impales him in the park.
Yep.
Maybe if they would have, like, stabbed him with a branch instead of lifting him up onto the branch.
I don't think he, I don't, well, was he off the ground, though? I don't remember. But I know that, I guess maybe, like, she, the only thing yeah. I can think of is that she
yeah,
pushed
no,
him
I think
so
you're right.
hard.
Like, pile drive.
Yeah, like, because it looked like she was, from the way that the light was coming at him, I'm assuming that she just, like, snapped and was just, like, football tackled him into the tree.
Yeah. Maybe they should have picked an actress, like a college age gal like her, who is like 6 foot five.
I don't know. I guess they just show that even tiny people can
That's
do a
right.
lot of damage.
That's the lesson in this episode, guys.
Yeah.
PH dead. Watch out for those tiny people. I do think then it was kind of strange to believe, though, that she went back into the prison.
Because that was her alibi.
That was
her
alibi.
I was there the whole time. He got out. I don't know.
Yeah, and she didn't really intend to kill him.
No, she just hit her point. Like, that's what made me sad about her, is that even though, she did kill somebody, she doesn't even remember that she knew that she did it, but she didn't know why she did it. Mm-hmm. Because of the fact that she was so, she was so scorned, and also the fact that she's gone through so much turmoil in this experiment that she just kind of lost it. They all look like they weren't all there mm-hmm. because of it. So, I mean, she can probably plead not, you know, insane for that, and then maybe probably get a little bit of less time, mm-hmm. jail time, but mm-hmm. at the same time,
yeah,
it's just...
That'll help.
It's
yeah.
just scary to think that someone was just in there, I don't know for how long, and just she just lost it and killed somebody. Like, it's crazy to me.
She lost it.
But... obviously, we find out that I guess we can get into predictions now, because I mean, the next
yeah. I mean, does that wrap up the case?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we found out who did it, and
any other great little moments we want to talk about at the end?
I think I just remember it. Just Castle just saying he's going to get her back. Like, that was
yeah.
the main thing that I remember from the
yeah.
end of it, and I know that that was
well.
That was it.
The preview for next week was a little bit about lies.
Yeah.
There's some lying going on. Lies, lies, lies.
But I'm really excited to see where all the lying is coming from. But I feel mm-hmm. like he's getting closer to finding out, you know, what's going on. But I know that the last shot that I remember was Kate crying in the car and Vikram taking something out of, it looked like a shed. I don't really know. It was like a storage unit. I couldn't quite remember. It was kind of dark and I was looking at my computer and my computer's kind of dark, but it just looked.
Thanks for that.
Hey. But the
no,
fact
you're right.
That,
Kate had kind of recommitted to following.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Through everything.
Working with Vikram and
they're,
following
they're
this
they're trying
out.
To get, yeah. they're trying to get through it. And that's
so
about it.
So here we go again. Week four.
It's rough. I'm again, I know that we're really sad that they are not, I mean, they're technically working together, just not mm-hmm. really together. And it kind of sucks, but I'm also really happy to see that we have something completely different and how the direction is going.
Mm-hmm.
But overall thoughts of the episode, what did you think?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I felt like I was really back into the series, and I felt like there was a little more comedy this episode, mm-hmm. and that's what I live for. So I liked it.
No, I remember the last scene. Now, it wasn't Kate in the car. It was Alexis buying that case of scotch.
Oh, that 50-year-old scotch. A case.
Like, ooh, that's expensive. And
house account. I know, that's what I was thinking. I was like, wow.
Whoa. And of course,
it also made me want to taste what scotch tasted like. I was
I'm
like,
not
what
a
does
fan
that
of
taste
scotch.
Like? I can't even remember.
But I've never
what
had
it
like really good scotch, so I know. I can't say anything. And also the fact of the bubble cigars was my favorite part. I love that last shot of them, of the bubbles crisscrossing
now,
and falling.
That was
sorry, guys.
So
I don't know why
sweet.
I forgot about that.
That, of course, that was yeah. like our little sweet moment. That was yeah. such a father-daughter cool moment.
Well, I think now that because even we usually have our Kate Castle, we have our mm-hmm. casket moment at the very end. We don't have those anymore mm-hmm. because they're separated. So it would be nice to see more of a Castle family moment
yeah.
now, which I'm hoping that we will have after every episode until
they
get together.
It's just people. It's people. There's a lot of people connected on this show.
And it's just,
yeah,
I've been wanting more father-daughter moments, and okay. I feel like this is definitely going to be the season to have that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited to see where that goes. But overall, the episode was great. I can't wait for the rest of the season. I want more Alexis happening in these seasons. And I'm just really excited about how everything went. I don't have any predictions because it's kind of hard now because we mm-hmm. don't really know how it's going. But I'm also thankful for you guys. I think you guys are all amazing.
Yeah, you guys, thank you for joining us on this ride.
Yeah, that was a really heavy episode. And I'm hoping, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to get heavier after that or if it's going to stay in a direction, maybe get a little lighter. Because we know we have to have a really funny episode coming up at least once before our mid-season break for the holidays.
Well, we look forward to having some more guests in here from the show as well.
I completely agree. Yeah. But thanks, guys, so much for hanging out with us. I can't believe that was already episode 3. Holy cannoli.
I know, right? Thanks for tweeting us your thoughts. Thank you for joining the message board, everybody, today.
Everybody in the chat. Yeah, I agree with Anna. I laughed, I cried. It was a lot going on in these episodes, and I like that's what the Castle Riders have been keeping up with. You're amazing. JJ, where can the great people of Castle find you?
Well, let me tell you guys, you can find me right here every Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock at AfterBuzz TV, and tweet me. Instagram me, J2Snyder, during the week. I would love to talk to you.
Did you hear that? J2Snyder. Find it. She's got two J's in her name. You can find me all over social media at at atorres890, mm-hmm. but you can look me up as Alexis Torres on my Facebook and things like that. Also, don't forget, I am doing a Q&A video for my 100th vlog. Send me your questions. There's two hashtags I want you guys to use. Obviously for the show, ABTV Castle for my show. Ask A Torres 890, guys. We love you. Thank you again. Oi, Brazil. Everybody in Denmark and Germany and all
Ciao,
over the world.
Ciao, Germany.
We love you guys. Thank you for hanging out. Have a wonderful week. Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.